I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in South Africa today. It's the latest stop on her 11-day tour of the continent. Peter Fabricius is foreign editor with the Johannesburg Star. He's currently traveling with the secretary. He says Mrs. Clinton is scheduled to meet tomorrow with South Africa's new president, Jacob Zuma, with an eye toward improving relations.
You know, relations between South Africa and the U.S. are quite chilly during the Bush years, and which were also the years of President Thabo Mbeki here. A lot of issues that caused friction. Zimbabwe, AIDS, the U.S. trying to establish the African command of the military here on African soil, the Iraq War, you name it. You know, there was all kinds of things that got up people's noses.
A lot of those issues you mentioned are still on the table, though. And what's been the reaction among South Africans to this notion of kind of hitting the reset button?
Now, look, things have changed a bit in Zimbabwe. There's a unity government in place, a very fragile one, rather wobbly. But still, there's something there. And although Clinton had been reported as having an intention to take up this issue quite strongly with Zuma and the foreign minister and to demand stronger action against Mugabe, when it came to the crunch, they seemed to be pretty much on the same page. I mean, a journalist asked Clinton at the press conference, well, what did South Africa's foreign minister promise to do about Zimbabwe? And she said, oh, well, there wasn't any need for promises. You know, South Africa understands the problem as well as anybody. They have all these refugees flowing across the border from Zimbabwe. I mean, the AFRICOM issue has kind of gone off the agenda. I think America has more or less accepted that it's not going to have its basis here. The AIDS issue is passed with Mbeki because, you know, he had these rather eccentric dissident views about AIDS, and the new administration has just got a completely conventional view, so they're getting on with it.
There's still HIV, but the controversy around Thabo Mbeki's approach has passed,
Sure.
Now, one thing that Secretary Clinton is also interested in is economic growth in South Africa. She said earlier today that South Africa is uniquely positioned to propel economic growth throughout the continent. That's a pretty tall order. How is South Africa faring during the current global recession?
Yeah, South Africa is feeling the pain, of course. Jobs are being lost. You know, exports are down. The auto industry, as elsewhere, is suffering heavily. And as you say, I mean, it is quite a tall order for South Africa to go out there and kind of rescue the continent. That's what is implied. South Africa has been, of course, a big factor already in some economic upliftment of the continent, just because I think South African investors are a bit more adventurous than, say, European or American investors that have gone out there into Africa and created business, you know, the telecom industries and retail industries and so on. But, that's a long-term view, I think, from Clinton.
All work and no play. Are there any cool cultural events on tap for Mrs. Clinton?
It seems not, you know. I think this lady is a workaholic. I mean, I was told that just by some of the U.S. journalists traveling with her that she was hoping to do a bit of relaxation in Cape Town tomorrow, which is, you know, is a very beautiful city. But it seems possible now that this diversion to go and see Zuma, which only materialized last night, may have cut some of that out of the schedule as well. So this lady can work.
We'll leave it there, Peter. Peter Fabricius is the foreign editor with the Johannesburg Star. He's currently traveling with Secretary Hillary Clinton. Thank you very much, Peter.